Sunday, February 8th, 2015. This is the GNSO Working Group. We will be talking about the update on IANA stewardship and CCWG accountability. Time is noon local time.
Sort of the second day over the
yeah.
Days for you. So
are you guys?
Okay, everyone, we're going to call this session to order now, please. This is an update to the GNSO from the IANA Stewardship Transition Coordination Group, the ICG. So I note the recording has now commenced. So welcome to Patrick and Mohammed, who are the co-chairs joining us from the IANA Stewardship Transition Coordination Group. I know we have a couple of other ICG members here, so welcome to those ICG members. And without further ado, Patrick, let you and Mohammed begin the session.
Thank you very much, Jonathan. So our chair, Alyssa, is not able to participate at this ICANN meeting, so Mohammed and myself are trying to run around and do the best we can of updating the community. The good thing is that we have a really, really good team of ICG members, and I see many people in the room. And I specifically would like to thank Wolf Ulrich and Milton that have been helping with the slides that we have been using today. So thank you very much. But I also do see some other people in the room. Next slide, please. The ICG consists of members appointed by a number of different groups, and these different groups that you see on the screen have appointed between 1 and 5 members each. It's really important to remember that it is not sort of representatives or speaking behalf of these entities. They are appointed by these organizations. They are, in some of our discussions, they're acting as liaisons, and sometimes they are like helping with the ICG understanding the current situation. But the individuals on the ICG work together to try to resolve the tasks that we have been assigned. Next slide, please. The focus of the transition is specified by referencing the NTI contract. And we have, from ICG's point of view, specifically identified 3 different what we call operational communities. The protocol parameters registry management, that is managed by the IETF, and they have been running a working group dealing with their issues. The DNS or naming the domain name the naming operation community, which is managed by a CWG of names here, which Jonathan and Lisa Fury is running here in ICANN. And then we have the Internet Numbers Registry Management that is managed by the CRISP team, which Itsumi, that is also sitting in this room, has been running, and they also have delivered their report. So the NRO and the RIRs have been running the CRISP team. So what we are trying to look at is the production, the result of the work that these three groups have done or are working on, and then the stewardship of these various the stewardship itself over the IANA functions. Next, please. So the ability to participate in the various processes is not by participating in the ICG itself. It's really important to remember that participation is done within each one of these operation communities. The ICG itself is not producing any material. We are only evaluating and making assessments of whether the various proposals coming from the operation communities are complete or not, whether there is an overlap, whether there are gaps, etc. So participation are done by the individuals in one or more of these communities, and this includes the ICG members themselves, which do participate also as not as ICG members, but as individuals in one or more of these groups. And next slide, please. So we have defined in ICG a finalization process that is available on our website and also in the mailing list. We are currently discussing an update of the finalization process. There are a couple of evaluations and assessments we are validating. We are checking the openness and the inclusiveness, and those are two very distinct terms, and we have quite a lot of discussion about both of these. Just being open is not enough. Just being inclusive is not enough. We are looking at both of these terms. We also look at various comments that might be filed to a specific comment forum that we are hosting, where people can complain on the process and process concerns in the various operation communities. We might share comments with the OCs, and it's up to the operation community to evaluate and respond to the various concerns that have been that have been highlighted by individuals inside or outside, regardless of how the issues are brought up. We're also looking at the completeness, clarity, and the various criteria that NTI has set up. So we are looking at both the process and also the content itself of the proposals. Next slide, please. So if we go into the proposals, two of the three proposals, which formally we in ICG did send out an RFP, we asked the three operation communities to come back with responses to the RFP in mid-January 2015. Two of the operation communities has delivered. We start with the protocol parameters registry that was developed through the IANA plan work group in the IETF. And they suggest you who are interested, you really should go back and read the proposal. But on 10,000 meter level, they suggest no structural changes regarding IANA services. They don't see any need for that. But on the other hand, they see that in the absence of NTIA, there might be some new arrangement needed. If we look at the RIRs and the CRISP team, they do identify and suggest ICANN to continue as the IANA functions operator. They look at various SLAs that might not be in place today that might be needed. Well, for example, the IANA plan talked about and identified that they already have some SLAs in place. The CRISP team are looking at introducing a review committee to look at the performance issues. So these two groups are sort of similar. They say themselves that they have a well-working relationship, but each one of them do identify some gaps, Can we go back one slide, please? So both these communities talk about the need to coordinate future arrangements regarding the IANA trademark and the IANA.org domain. And this is something that we are discussing in the ICG at the moment, and it's something that we will go back to the operational communities and ask them for clarification. So this is one of those areas which we in ICG, where we are responsible to ensure that the proposals from the operational communities are in sync. And so this is one of those examples of things where we identify that the operational communities are not in sync yet regarding IANA.org domain and the IANA trademark. There might also be some further handling of the proposals, but that is something that needs to be decided. There are some open-ended questions in both of these proposals, and of course, we also have to do a new gap analysis when the proposal from the NAMES operation community is arriving. Next slide, please. Regarding the timeline, we have received an ICG, a new timeline provided by the CWG or NAMES, and the best case scenario in what we have received so far, I think it was like mid last week, talk about June 2015. We are on our ICG discussing the overall timeline in light of the availability of all these proposals. We had a two-day meeting Friday and Saturday, ended yesterday. We didn't finish that work, but I can inform also the ICG members in the room that we chairs have been working quite hard. And thanks to Alyssa being on the west coast of the US, we have actually been able to work also during the night. So we actually have something that we that you will see on the ICG mailing list shortly, like within the next hour or two. So so ICG is discussing the timeline and how we are going to handle that. We have, as I mentioned, we do have some open questions and clarifications regarding the protocols and numbers communities proposals, and they fall into two categories. One, which is just clarifications that we do think that the ICG members appointed by these groups can resolve themselves by just clarifying for the ICG, but we have also indicated questions that we in ICG must ask the operation communities more formally. The real difference between these two for the overall community is not much, because everything we do is transparent, visible on the mailing list anyway, so you will see what's happening. So we're just trying to do things as smoothly as possible to make sure that we are not get stuck. We need to move forward, as all of us know. We're also discussing the handling of process complaints. There have been a couple of filings of issues, and we are working on coming up with processes for how to handle that. Next slide, please. Oh, finished. That was the last slide. Okay, thank you very much. So I'm really sorry. You see what's happening when you manage also to delegate things, like Wolf Ulrich made these slides, and I have actually not seen this version. That's why it was a little bit complicated in the beginning. I'm sorry for that. It's completely my fault. So we're open for questions, and I think both Milton, Wolf Ulrich, myself, and Mohammed, and others in the room are happy to answer questions.
Thank you, Patrick. Questions, comments, or input for Patrick, Mohammed, and the ICG members here? Wolf Ulrich, go ahead.
Wolf Ulrich speaking. I think one of the most interesting discussion points is the timeline. Well, it's openly speaking. And as you can see, so we, as from the ICG point of view, we at the moment don't come back with a suggestion as we had at the beginning, that we set a new timeline according with the input we have been given by the CWG and in coordination with the CWG. What we discussed yesterday was extensively about that timeline and how does it impact our own work on that. So this is still under discussion. So if you look at the timeline from, let me say, the beginning of the work until the delivery of the proposals to the ICG, and then the work which is after that. So that is, there are two parts of that. So let me phrase it in that way. In the discussion, we discussed the question also how we should react on your input from the CWG with regards to the timeline. Should we go back and push back, for example, and ask for and push on you for the CWG, well, to hurry up or what else? So I can tell you it was extensively discussed in that way, but it was not phrased in that way that we should push back. So because, you know, it was accepted that your timetable was based on an extensive internal discussion and is reliable and is also obvious that this time in the best case scenario is at least needed. So what we are talking about now is and discussing is, well, how is the impact on others or on our work after we get the proposal, and that's what Patrick was mentioning that we will come up very soon with. Thank you.
Yeah, let me add a little bit more details. Thank you very much for that clarification. Really, really good. So what we're looking at the moment are two things. The first is that we're looking at and have been discussing, there are a couple of things. First of all, we're looking at how far ICG can move forward with the two proposals that we already received without being blocked by not having all three. And it seems to be the case that we can do quite a lot of work without having the third proposal. And we can even come up with various processes on how we are evaluating, if nothing else, which means that when we are receiving the third proposal, we can move forward faster. So that's one thing we can do. The other thing that we have been discussing, and just because we've been discussing, by the way, doesn't mean that we're going to change anything. The second thing we have been discussing are the various steps that we go through in the ICG formally. The number of public comment periods, we so far are talking about having two. We just make sure that we still have two public comment periods. And also, how much time do we in ICG need for our work? The next thing that we're looking at, which I just showed to Jonathan, is that if it is the case that we in ICG do have a question for the operation communities, so far we have in our timeline relied on the operation community to be able to respond in 2 weeks. And this is one of those critical issues that we need to work in, all of us together in the timeline. So it's not only an ICG responsibility, also for the operation communities. Because if it is the case that we have the maximum amount of round trips between the ICG and the operation communities, we have a quite high number of these 2 week periods, if you understand what I mean. So if that ends up being 4 weeks instead of 2 weeks, that blows the whole timeline from around 31 weeks, which we're looking at the moment, to something completely different. So there are small details like that which changes the timeline. But at the moment, we're talking about 30 weeks of work together after the to finish. Thank you.
Wolf Ulrich?
Just briefly, let me add one more point, and this is regarding the keeping the motivation, the level of motivation to continue working. If you look at this, so we had the timeline with mid of January, end of January, to be provided proposals. So two communities provided proposal, and the CWG came back with a new timeline. So this is to be kept into consideration. So in order to keep the level of motivation which has been shown before in working out the proposals and up to date, so we recognize and we acknowledge, well, this work which has been done so far, and over weekends, over holidays, and all these times, and the work which has been done so far. So the question is, well, how to keep that level? So and to be motivated. This morning, I think I got a message from Larry Strickling, I think, in one of the discussions, well, that the NTIA is not interested in getting proposals in portions. So that means we have to provide a combined proposal. And that means those two communities who have already provided, they should be kept motivated as well as CCWG is. So this is what we have to take into consideration as well. Thank you.
Thanks, Wolf-Ulrich. Mohammed?
Yeah, I think the positive message, what we're trying to convey from the ICG is that the ICG will do its best, and we can do everything in our, let's say, capacity to try to accommodate the original target and time frame that we have. That's why we're working very hard to review and squeeze activities internally, so at least we can try to achieve the target.
Thanks. I've got Milton next.
Yeah, I just want to say that actually, if we were just dealing with the GNSO in the development of the names proposal, I would be a lot more confident about your ability to come in at a reasonable and predictable time. The problem, of course, is that we're dealing with a group of several different communities that are not used to working with each other on a routine basis. That is, we're also dealing with the CCNSO. We're dealing with the advisory committees. So I would say that those of you who are, you know, don't think you haven't been designated to serve on the CWG by the GNSO, I would still urge you to attend the meetings of the ICG, the reporting back to find out about the progress, because the names part of this is really critical now, and you need to be informed about what your representatives are doing and where things stand, because you may be surprised. You need to keep an eye on what's happening here, because deals will be cut and compromises made and issues regarding timing worked out, hashed out. So the more of you within the names community who can actually contribute to that, the better, in my opinion.
It's a really good point, and it was certainly thinking about in my capacity as co-chair of the CWG, that certainly was striking me is say, for example, Patrick's point about the two-week cycles. If we can avoid some of those two-week cycles even having to happen by preempting that through effective coordination and conversation along the way, it's that kind of informal discussion and or liaison that may make a difference to the speed with which we collectively produce output. I think there's going to have to be, I know it's a terrible cliche, but there's sort of some smart working as well as hard working that's got to be done and through communication and effective working together. Patrick.
Yes, and we have to remember that it's not only 2 weeks for the operational community. We also have to count in 2 weeks for ICG to sort of interpret the response. So in each round trip, we are losing 4 weeks, which is almost a month. So it's pretty darn important to actually communicate, as Milton is saying, participate in each other's meetings. Many of us individuals are in touch with multiple of these groups. So by not working in silos and encourage us humans to talk to each other and participate as much as possible and try to iron out the issues that we already know are the difficult issues. I think many of us in this room actually do know what the hard issues are, okay? So the more we individuals can talk to each other and try to resolve them, the faster we can move.
Yeah, and for me, a related point is, if you think about it going the other way as well, if the ICG is picking up things in the current existing two proposals that are challenging, insufficient, both through CWG members and participants being tracking the work of the ICG, but similarly, going in the other direction, us talking to the co-chairs and the ICG and understanding what those concerns or issues might be, where there perhaps are inadequacies or incompletenesses that need to be filled out in the collective or combined integrated proposal would be very helpful. I think we've come to the end of our time for the slot, so that's probably the time to thank you for that input and update. And recognize the value of that. That was very useful. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks.
All right, if we could stop the recording on that session. And then as a point of housekeeping, we've got a half-hour session now, at which point we're going to deal with the CCWG's work on accountability and an update to the council. I suggest that if there is, there's that we let the councillors get some lunch and come back to the table, and then anyone else in the room who would like lunch, please help yourselves. So if we could just defer to councillors taking a quick round trip. And I think, Thomas, you're probably going to have to kick things off while people get lunch, or should we? I mean, I think if we wait for you, we'll end up...
Shall we give it like 5 minutes?
Fine, let's give it 5 minutes, and then we'll commence the session in 5 minutes.
Day two.